Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecca Radio.
And I was very emotionally attached to my company, and it was just like a lot of sweat building it. And now I was just going to have some, you know, head honcho come in and throw me a couple million and then tell me what to do. And although it sounds very appealing to have a sugar daddy, it just was not for me.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined once again by Allison DeMuelder, the first returning guest of the show and the first of many. Now, get this. Like I said before, Allison started her company at 23 years old and later sold it to move on to other adventures. She also has a podcast called Emerson Built That, where she chats with other creatives. She makes a lot of cool stuff. But Allison also denied investor money? Yeah, I know, right? That's coming up after the break.
Dad on Money is the financial podcast for regular people. I'm Stephen Williams, and I host Dad on Money with a rotating cast of my kids.
I'm Jerrica. I am a college graduate, a young stay-at-home mom, and a planner.
I'm Alex. I'm an entrepreneur, I guess, and the one who's roped everyone in the family into podcasting.
I'm Melandra, and I just started my career as an educational assistant, and I'm a little bit of a workaholic.
And I'm Bryce. I'm a student in the middle of a lot of career exploration.
Dad on Money focuses on the simple habits and actions you can take to live a financially sustainable life and take care of that which matters most to you. Listen to Dad on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Allison DeMuelder, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
I am, Alex.
Fantastic. Let's talk about you refusing investor money. Why is this something that you would do? What was tied in with this experience? And then what did it teach you about business, I suppose?
Definitely taught me a lot. Refusing investor money was an 18-year experience of my life because I started my company with really zero capital. I bought a laptop and a couple of invitation books. I was in the invitation industry, and I really started with nothing. I know it sounds cliche, but that's what it was. And as we grew, we were approached to be bought. We were approached to have investor money come in. But I knew in my heart, and I think it has to do with maybe starting my business when I was super young, and maybe I was just, you know, not on track with reality, but I did not want to take any investor money. I wanted to do it all on my own. And that was something that was very important to me. So the industry that I was in, it was e-commerce. We sold personalized invitations, stationery, and gifts online. And I was one of the first people in the industry. So I was definitely known out there. And when investors came, I had to think, what would I use investor money for? Because not only are you taking money, but you also are then responsible to them and you have to answer to them. I kind of felt like it was going to no longer be my business. And I was very emotionally attached to my company, and it was just like a lot of sweat building it. And now I was just going to have some, you know, head honcho come in and throw me a couple million and then tell me what to do. And although it sounds very appealing to have a sugar daddy, it just was not for me. It definitely would have helped that we had some money, but I was not interested in taking it. It was definitely kind of it almost became personal not to take the money.
So you say it became personal to not take the money, and you talk about how, you know, this is your baby. We've talked on the show before with other guests about identity and how your identity can get so wrapped up in this. I'm curious, what was personal about it to not take the investor money, and like what really led you to that decision?
I love that you just said that, because so many people have told me that before, is you're not your business. But anyone who's not an entrepreneur doesn't understand that when you own a company and you put everything into it, you are your business. It was a personal decision because I built everything from scratch. We built our technology. I built an entire company. Every procedure was built by me. Designs, I knew every design. We had like maybe 5,000 designs on our site. Every design was chosen by me. It just, every staff member had to be approved to be hired by me. So everything I had my hand in, and now I was going to sort of relinquish control just for money that we would totally blow through, because advertising money, you just blow through. So it was personal because of how much work I put into everything. And to an investor, it would just be about the bottom line. And to me, it was obviously about the bottom line, but it was also about what I had created. And like you said, you know, it is your baby.
At the beginning of our conversation, you mentioned that that looking back, you might think that maybe it would have been a good idea. Do you think going back with your mindset now, with what you know now, would you have taken it? And what path do you think that could have set you on?
That's an interesting question that people have asked me before. And I have to be honest, I would not have taken the investor money because like I said, it would be blown through so quickly. What I would have done differently is we were also approached on two occasions before the recession in about like 2007 or so to be bought. And I would have rather have sold my company than to have taken on investors. Although I couldn't have imagined it being owned by anyone else, it just made more sense to not be in it rather than be in it and sort of be directed by others. So I wouldn't change my decision on the investments.
That's an interesting thought, and one that I feel like I'm on the same page as. Like I'd rather get rid of it and cash out than have somebody leaning over my shoulder being like, okay, did you do, like, make sure you do this? It's like, well, I built this, like, this is my, I know how it works, right? So are there moments as kind of looking for some advice for young entrepreneurs, are there moments where you would say, yes, do take investor money, yes, like, go for it? And maybe you personally, or maybe just general advice for other people.
So I would say for any new young entrepreneurs that want to take startup capital, that it's better to do it straight out the gate than to do it midway, because then you have to have sort of like a mind shift of who's really in charge. So I would say take it from the beginning, and then you can go ahead and you can have this fabulous office with the great lighting and the catered lunches, which we did anyways, but you know, you have this vision of like a startup culture and they're getting all of this funding in. Definitely have that vision from the beginning. If you're not going to have that vision and you're going to go more of my track, I would say, just like personal advice that's given, is don't live above your means. So if you're not going to be taking in extra cash to bankroll certain things in your business, then don't try to be something that you're not going to be. Like, understand where you are in the market and be comfortable with it.
As kind of a final question before we wrap it up here, do you have any other advice, any other thoughts about this whole experience you've had with your entrepreneurship that you might want to impart on the audience?
I think one of the main things that I talk about now, so I started a podcast called Emerson Built That, and I talk a lot about emotions and entrepreneurship, because that wasn't something that is in a handbook or was in my MBA program. You kind of just learn it on the job. And it's easy for me to say now because I'm not in it and I sold my company. But if I, you know, could go backwards or give advice to people, and I do on my show, is that try to separate your emotions, because if you don't, it can lead you down some paths that are really going to hurt you. And what people starting businesses don't realize is you're not really sheltered from financial problems just because you own a company. A lot of it can harm you personally. You've got to make sound decisions. And I think it's a good idea to have possibly like a business coach or a mentor or someone that you can bounce ideas with to kind of keep you grounded, because it's very easy to kind of snowball with these emotions.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You can get very quickly carried away. You mentioned your podcast, Emerson Built That. Tell us a little bit more about that and how it's working for you, and then where people can find it.
Well, I love hosting my podcast. I have some episodes where I just talk about a particular topic that was really important to me. I love talking about empathetic leadership and collaboration and creating fun work environments. And then I also have other entrepreneurs on the show from really all different industries. They tend to be a little bit more on the creative side, but I'm really open to talking to everyone. And we just really like deep dive into the industry that they're in and really find similarities across all entrepreneurs, because we face a lot of the same problems. So it's interviews or just monologues, and you can find the episodes at emersonbuiltthat.com.
Excellent. And we'll have that linked in the show notes so that everybody can go and check it out. It's a great show. I can vouch for it. And I just want to say, Allison, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Alex.
And thank you for listening. Don't live above your means is always a great lesson. Another thing I love that Allison said is to take it right out of the gate if you're going to take investor money at all. It'll help keep things straight in your creative process. It'll help keep things straight as you grow your creation. Special thank you to Allison DeMuelder for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to go to emersonbuiltthat.com to keep up with what she's doing. I've put all of her links in the show notes. You can also leave a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music in this episode was by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.